friends were to be a single mother. And I asked him what he thought, and he said he thought it was a very good interview. And he never made any other comment, and he never took any responsibility for contraception, and nor did I, and was highly thrilled to discover I was pregnant. By that time, I also knew it was important to look after myself. I'd got my diabetes under most incredibly good control. By this time, we had much smaller machines, much more accurate machines. It was all a lot less messy. And anyway, it was worth it. I'd do anything. And I was really, you know, when I fell pregnant, I knew that I'd done it in the best circumstances. I was healthy. I wasn't drinking. I wasn't smoking. And I told the father and said how jolly happy I was, and off he could trot. He'd done me an enormous favour, and I really, really didn't want anything from him. And he found he really, really couldn't leave. If you can not leave when you haven't been together, if you see what I mean. But anyway, so I went through pregnancy under the care of Dr. Yudkin, who'd been my consultant throughout my time in London and my 20s. And he saw me through safely. I gave birth to Tom naturally. Very thrilled about that, because one of my concerns was meeting in the pregnancy clinic a girl who had been diabetic rather longer than me, but she'd also been anorexic, and she wasn't going to be allowed to give birth naturally. And this is very grim, because they felt if she strained that she might burst the vessels behind her eyes, which were very, very vulnerable. Obviously, one of the complications of diabetes, and she hadn't looked after herself very well. And I was appalled that that's the reality of not looking after diabetes having led to something like that, and B, the thought that they might, I might not be able to do it myself naturally, because I'd like to have a go at that. But I kept enormously good control. They were very pleased with me. They said they hadn't seen anyone with such low HbA1cs who hadn't spent most of their life conked out on the floor. And I was induced, but gave birth to a very healthy, bouncing 8 pound, 5 ounces boy. I'm very thrilled I was too.
In what year?
1987.